Me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Arthur Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Daniel Holdings. We're going to be talking about his book, As the Darkness Falls. It's a novel. I don't ordinarily read novels, but I, as long as I was going to interview Daniel, why I decided to read this one, and after the first page, I was hooked. It's a great book. It has a lot of great information. It's built upon what is really going on in the world today. And, of course, Daniel recognizes the fact that there is a powerful group that runs our country and makes mockery of the electoral process. He calls this the group. And, of course, basically, the original organization that was created by Cecil Rhodes back in 1891 to take over control of the world. If you study the background of it, why they call themselves many things. But among the things they call themselves was the group. Sometimes they just call themselves us, U.S., because, of course, they didn't want to have a name. Because if there was a name, then people could talk about this subversive organization, initially in Great Britain, aimed upon establishing a world government under the control of a ruling elite. And then, of course, the other thing interesting about the book is that Daniel recognizes the fact that there are powerful spiritual forces working behind the scenes as well. And although a few of the people in the group understand the spiritual implications of what's going on, I think Daniel believes as well, that most of them do not understand, of course, the spiritual force which is guiding this entire movement towards world government. Anyway, it's a fast-moving adventure story. And Daniel, thank you so very much for being with us this morning.
Dr. Stan, thank you so much, and thank your listeners out in Colorado and throughout the world on the Internet. It's a pleasure to be with you and to speak further on these issues.
Well, why don't you give us a little of your background, what the book is about, what the message is you're trying to get out, and why it is so vitally important to people today understand that nothing is as it appears to be. Everything is a mirage. We are totally manipulated by this group that controls the media and controls our reality, and is moving us towards disaster.
Well, Dr. Stan, I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, the tagline for that new book is, nothing is as it seems. And for those of us that are awake, we know that the world around us seems to be like a facade on a movie set, where you see the front of buildings, but if you walk through one of the doors, it's either empty behind it or there's something entirely different behind it. And I think that is the world that we live in. And it was probably about 3 or 4 years ago that, as I told you before, I read The Creature from Jekyll Island with Edward G. Griffin. You carry that book. And it opened my eyes to some very interesting things. I was a businessman in the world, and I had been a believer for nearly 26, 27 years, and when I read that book, it presented some problems that I, I needed to wrestle with. And of course, like most people find, when you start going down that rabbit hole and finding the going through that facade and finding other things down there, it begins to open your eyes. And that began a process of the Lord dealing with me on various issues, and I put them in book form. In my first book, 3 Days in the Belly of the Beast, that dealt with science, the Large Hadron Collider, created his character, and moving forward to As the Darkness Falls. And As the Darkness Falls is a continuation of that story, but again, very different from that first book in that it deals with the macro view of everything that is going on in the world today. And frankly, if you don't know Jesus and you take a serious macro view of the world today, audience, it could be a pretty scary place, wouldn't you say, Dr. Stan?
Well, it is a very scary place, and as you say, the only hope we have is in our Lord. We're going into difficult times. We are not going to avoid them. In all probability, America will be destroyed because, first of all, America has turned against God. I believe God is going to destroy this nation unless there's a revival, and I don't see any of our religious leaders really moving in that direction. They're all is simply misleading the flock and telling them you don't have to be involved. All you have to do is pray. Well, I think we should be involved, and I think we should pray. But unfortunately, as you point out, there are terrible forces out there, the very real possibility of an EMP attack on America, especially because Iran has the ability to launch an EMP attack on America. And as a result of what's going on over in Syria today, where, of course, Iran is solidly behind Assad, and we are financing the terrorists over there, the Al-Qaeda terrorists, who are overthrowing the Syrian government and slaughtering the civilian population. And, of course, Assad has said that he's going to use the biological and chemical weapons he has. If he's going to be destroyed, he's going to bring down that whole part of the world. Iran has chemical and nuclear and biological weapons, and we can see that whole area going up in flames simply overnight, as you describe in your book so beautifully. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, last time we spoke, you asked me how I thought things were going to play out in these coming months and days, years, and I spoke to you initially about how I thought that the economic system was the tripwire for the world, how things would begin to fall like dominoes, and I think we're getting ready to see some of those things. We've already seen Greece fall financially. Spain is on its way. The European Union in general is in a hard place. There are protests in Argentina and down in South America. It is said that China is actually a paper dragon and financially, and they've messed with their own numbers, and their economy is in serious trouble. And of course, we know because of the Federal Reserve what's going on with the United States. So, as I said the last time we talked, the first thing that I believed was going to happen was that we would have a financial crisis here in the States, and that would spread to the world. I think that's looming in the not-too-distant future. But you just touched on, and there's so many things that are happening in the world. If we try to gather it all in our own individual, you know, human minds, it's overwhelming. But, you know, Dr. Stan, the Bible told us that these things were going to happen, and we can take solace in that. And, you know, we can actually walk with the peace.
Hold that thought, Daniel. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Network.
Jasper Fries of Greeley reminds listeners, child abuse is an everyday occurrence in America. Be vigilant, and if you suspect a child is being abused, don't be afraid to pick up the phone and report what you know. The only hope some of these children have is that the adult community around them recognizes they need help. So if you know someone who needs help, report it today. This message has been from Jasper Fries of Greeley. He's on the air because he cares, wishing everyone a happy holiday season.
At Ram, we don't think it's the calendar's job to say when the work is done. We think it's up to the truck. So while the other guys are shutting down for the holidays, Ram trucks are firing up their available 390-horsepower Hemi V8 and Cummins turbo diesel engines and working overtime. This is a great time to get a great deal on a great truck. Right now, at the Ram Big Finish event.
Now get 0% financing for 60 months or $7,200 in total values on the 2012 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4. Values include $3,200 Bighorn package discount and $4,000 cash allowance. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. 0% APR financing for 60 months equals $1,667 per month for $1,000. Finance for well-qualified buyers through Ally regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. Offers end 12-3.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Daniel Holdings, his book, As the Darkness Falls. As the Darkness Falls, and we are going to carry the book simply because we think it's an important story. And sometimes you can get a story out more efficiently in fiction than you can, in fact. Because what's going on in the world today is really, and it's so incredible, and we are under attack. Economically, our nation is bankrupt. 40 cents out of every dollar the government spends has to be borrowed, and soon it'll be 50 cents out of every dollar, and then 60 cents out of every dollar. And eventually, of course, the whole thing goes down. They know that. It's planned. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to understand that the danger to America is coming from within because of the subversive forces that control both political parties have made mockery out of the electoral process. Well, certainly, Daniel, go ahead with your background of this incredible story, and certainly the hero that you created, a gentleman, a brilliant college professor, and his background certainly in trying to get information out. But go ahead and tell the story, or as much of it as you can.
Well, yeah, Dr. Stan, before we went to break, we were talking about the economic system and how I thought that would be the first tripwire that would actually launch us into the end of days. And that said, it's an interesting thing because it's just not economics that we take a look. And you're absolutely right. This is being driven by a source, a power. The people behind the scenes, there's even people behind them, or not people, but there are entities behind them. They don't even know why they're doing what they're doing, but their efforts will result in the demise of this country, I believe. You are correct. We are being attacked from within, from our own people, but we are also being attacked from without. So with that said, before I go into any more into the entities or the people behind this, I'd just like to talk a little bit about earth changes. You know, it talks about in Revelation, it talks about wormwood and the crazy things that we will see in the sky and the sun and the moon and the stars. You know, Jesus said that when you see all these things coming upon the earth, to look up. Why did he say look up? Yes, he's coming eventually, but I think you're correct. We're going to have to walk through some things before he actually comes. Now, those of us that are believers and we understand these things, we can take solace in the things that are happening because we know that the Lord Yeshua will walk with us. However, these people that are running the government and the people that are behind them, they don't have that kind of peace. And, you know, an amazing thing happened back on May 8th of this year. There was a national security advisor. His name was Thomas Donilon. Thomas Donilon asked for a rushed meeting with President Putin. And, you know, in that meeting, they were talking about trade issues. They were talking about potential conflicts. And Putin said to him, well, you know, President Obama hasn't done anything, and you know, he's not cooperating. And so at the end of the meeting, Thomas Donilon was very frustrated and with a dejected tone in his voice. Now, this is an amazing, these are the people that are running our country, Dr. Stan. He cryptically said, and this is a quote, "What's the difference in any of this anyway? Nostradamus is the one in charge. None of us may even have a world to live in before this year's up." Now, I don't know about those guys, but I'm of the belief that Nostradamus doesn't control this world. Nostradamus was, I believe, demonically driven at best. But the point is that these people that are running our country believe it, Dr. Stan. That's amazing to me. Now, we are just a couple weeks away, 3 weeks away from December 21st, 2012, and you know, the listeners across the nation very well know that the Mayan calendar ends on that day, and the world is looking to that date if it's the end of the world or maybe a new time of enlightenment and all this other stuff. But the point is that I think both world change wise or earth change wise, politically wise, in governance, in finances, we have reached this pinnacle where time now begins to dwindle down. And when I say that, you know, God has allowed a set time for everything, the Bible says. And so we're coming upon this time of the end. And when we look at December 21st, it's not the end, folks. So I believe that we're going to be here December 22nd. But what I do believe, just as Dr. Stan has mentioned, is that things have been put in motion that will come upon the earth. I think we will see significant earth changes in the near future. We've already seen weather storms and crazy stuff going on. Superstorm Sandy was a storm of the ages. Should have never happened that late in the season. Should have never happened that high in New York and in that area. There are tornadoes in various places. Earthquakes are going crazy. There are more volcanoes erupting now than ever before on the face of the earth. So you have the earth. The Bible says that the earth during the end times will stumble like a drunkard. And what we are seeing is just the beginning of that. We have the polar north wandering all over the place, and many people think that there is a polar shift going on. So we have the earth doing it. So it's just not individuals causing chaos. There's something else going on, and we are seeing Bible prophecy coming to life right before our eyes. Isn't that amazing, Dr. Stan?
Well, I think it is, but I think if we understand prophecy, we know these things are going to happen. And as you read the Revelation, as you read many other prophetic regions of the Bible, you know the terrible and cataclysmic, conditions lie ahead. And all Christians can do is begin to make preparations fiscally and financially, but also psychologically and spiritually, for the difficult times that lie ahead. And our job is, of course, to try to get people to understand what lies ahead, hoping that as they do and they begin looking for answers, well, one of the things they'll come to realize is there really is a spiritual world out there. God is real. The prophecies are real. This is what happens to a nation that turns its back on God. So what sort of response are you getting from your book?
This book has been out since I wanted to get it out on Halloween, October 31st, because I wanted to poke the devil in the eye. Because this book talks about truth, talks about God, and we know that Halloween is not the most saintly of days. So I managed to do that, and in the brief short month that it's been out, it's literally sweeping the world. is amazing. And, Dr. Stan, I don't take any credit for this book. This is the Lord's book. I'm just simply Balaam's donkey opening my mouth at the time that he gives me to open my mouth. But this book is really caught the attention of people all over the world because it meets them where they're at. It is literally where we are at. It's the things that are going on right now. And as you said, it's in a story form that makes truths, that makes information palatable and easily digested by people. So it is doing amazingly well. And I'm very happy that I can be in this position to provide this very important information to your listeners. You know, the last time that we spoke, I asked you if you thought that book was kind of a toolbox that your listeners could take away with them to prepare and to know exactly what's going on. And you said at that time that you absolutely agreed. And it is interesting, you know, we haven't spoken for about a week or so. Even the developments that are going on in the world since the last time we spoke, it is amazing to me, Dr. Stan, that you turn on the television or you go to the internet and you look at the news each morning, how many things have happened in just the week's time that you and I spoke. That is amazing, isn't it?
Well, certainly Assad in Syria, Assad under attack from America, which is financing the terrorist movement over there. Of course, they're not going to tell the common people that, oh, these spontaneous uprisings of the people there, ladies and gentlemen, these are all foreign troops. They're being paid by the CIA, financed by the CIA, trained by our special forces troops. We're trying to overthrow Syria, and now Assad, just in this last week, it appears that he's beginning to mobilize his chemical and biological weapons, as is Iran. We're talking about right now, this is going, and of course, Iran, faced with annihilation, has the ability not only to strike Tel Aviv, it has the ability to send missiles into the very heart of Europe. And if Iran is going down, they're going to pull the world down with them. That, of course, is the Muslim belief. Create chaos and the Mahdi will come. Could this possibly foreshadow some terrible times in the next few weeks, in the next few months? We don't know. We don't know what the significance of the Mayan calendar, but it was not simply the Mayan calendar. It was the Aztec calendar, the Hindu calendar, ancient Buddhist writings, ancient Catholic writings, ancient Protestant writings going into the 1500s, all prophesying that terrible things would happen approximately at this time in the future. So all we can do is wait and watch and see. But your book certainly focuses people's attention on that. And actually, you talk about the very real danger of an EMP attack. Most Americans aren't even aware of the fact that this is a very real threat that simply in the blinking of an eye could send America back to the 18th century or the 19th century before electricity was available. Would you like to develop that idea?
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, there have been, since you've mentioned prophets in the past, there have been modern-day prophets that prophesy that America will burn. Those are not my words. Those are the words of Dmitri Dudeman, a prophet of God. There have been other gentlemen that have prophesied that America would be attacked. Now, we step back, and, you know, I served in the military. I'm a true patriot and American, and it pains me to hear such things because I do indeed love this country, but this country is not what it once was. And because we have dropped our guard, and I think purposely so. Now, folks, you have to understand that there is an agenda behind everything that goes on. And when we have seen our military be decimated in their ranks and their funding and all those sorts of things, sent out to overseas to fight wars but leaving us helpless stateside, that is not the posture that you want to take for security. So what I think will happen is that we will be attacked. And one of the things Dr. Stan is absolutely right, that is of grave concern, not only to me as a writer in my book, but to the military leaders that aren't in the pocket of the people pulling the strings, but they are very concerned about an EMP attack. Now, EMP is stands for electromagnetic pulse. It is the type of thing that happens after a nuclear bomb is detonated. An EMP literally fries all of the electronic circuits in the area. However, there have been electronic pulse weapons developed so that you don't need a nuclear blast in order to create an EMP. They now have the ability, and this is in James Defense Weekly and other issues like that, they now have the ability to direct an EMP in a certain radius. And what that will do is literally blind their enemy. And then with a force, they will roll in. And there have been talk about this issue that we are susceptible to it. And all you have to do to know how susceptible to it, there was a blackout on the East Coast, I don't know, probably about 4 or 5 years ago now I think about it. And
hold that thought, Daniel. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Computer Lab in Fort Collins reminds us, most blood donors find giving blood to be a heartwarming experience. Give blood at least once in your life, if not several times a year. Your donation helps assure that blood will be there when someone you love needs it. This message is from Computer Lab in Fort Collins. If you're in need of computer repair, call the professionals at 219-0004. That's 219-0004. Or visit online at coloradocomputerlab.com. Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley, ask everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. Be part of something great. This message from Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley, named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. Call 970-352-2233, 970-352-2233.
Freedom, freedom goes away.
Hi, freedom, I'm Bruce Baker. I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh away, or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Daniel Holdings, his book, as the darkness falls, we are going to carry the book. If you have a question or comment, our telephone number here is, of course, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Our guest, Daniel Holdings. Daniel, do you have a website or anything you'd like to get out for our listeners so they can get in touch with you?
Certainly. My website is www.daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, Holdings, H-O-L-D-I-N-G-S.com, danielholdings.com. And, you know, Dr. Stan, I know that we have some books en route to you so you can carry them, but what I wanted to do for your listeners this morning is I wanted to give you a discount code, listeners, so that before you can buy those books in Dr. Stan's store, you can purchase them online if you'd like with this discount code on my website. The code is 8, V as in Victor, F as in Boy, B as, I'm sorry, let me start again. 8, V as in Victor, F as in Boy, F as in Frank, B as in Boy, A as in Apple, X as in X-ray, B as in Boy, B as in Boy. 8, V, F, B, A, X, B, B. That'll get you 10% off of the book on the website. And after that, you can order them directly from Dr. Stan, and he'll be happy to do that for you. But I think there's also some very important information on there for your listeners, and I think they will glean a lot of knowledge from that site, but also that they will understand that the only true peace that we have is Yeshua's peace, the peace of the Holy Spirit that surpasses all understanding. With all the crazy things that are going on in the world, we just talked about an EMP and what that could mean. You really, really need to be walking close with the Lord. You know, Dr. Stan, you were talking about Israel and all the crazy stuff that is going around in regard to the surrounding countries in Israel. And one thing that we need to understand is that Israel, whether we like it or not, the Bible says that Israel is the apple of God's eye. Now, there was a very interesting thing that I read yesterday. The leader of the Palestinian, the new Palestinian UN-recognized non-member state, said yesterday that Jerusalem would one day be their capital. Now, this is not a political discussion. This is absolutely a spiritual discussion, because Jerusalem is God's capital. It's not even the Israelis' capital. It's God's capital. And, you know, I do not believe that God would say kindly to somebody that doesn't necessarily believe in him trying to wrestle away his capital. What do you think of that, Dr. Stan?
Well, I think that men have plans, but I believe over and above that, God has a plan. Until people understand that there is a spiritual world, or there is a mystical world, there is an invisible world, these forces are in the world, and men have their plans. I think the globalists have their plans of establishing this world government, but God has a plan as well, and he, one of these days, is going to intervene. And it reminded me of that sign I saw one time. It said, God is coming soon, and boy, is he mad. But I believe that we are in for terrible times, especially here in America, where, of course, we're given so much by God, and then our churches allowed the government to take God out of our schools and prayer out of our schools and the Ten Commandments out of our schools and moral teaching out of our schools. And then people wonder why we have a godless society with pedophile and homosexual rings operating at the highest levels of our state and national government today.
You know, thus the reason for the name of my new book, As the Darkness Falls. And listeners, as you know, as Dr. Stan has so eloquently said, that is a fictional book that I believe you'll actually have fun reading. I've heard it said it's a good read. It's hard for me to be objective, but I heard it's a good read. But I really do believe that we are seeing, Dr. Stan, darkness falling on the earth. And for many of the things that you just said, but primarily because You know, particularly in this country, we could talk about other countries, but we live here, so let's talk about here. We have turned our hearts. We have been given so much by Adonai, and we have turned our hearts and our backs against him. When, you know, when we allow the kind of things that you just mentioned to permeate our society, that's like sticking our finger in God's eye. He's not going to take kindly to those things. And as a consequence, not because he's a mean God, not because he's not caring, but he is a righteous God. And when we as a nation have sinned the way we have, when we as a nation have killed or allowed to be killed a billion babies over the course of the decades, that doesn't sit kindly with God. We have blood on our hands. And as a consequence, this nation will be judged. And I believe that same judgment is coming to the world. But because we have been given so much, we will reel at the judgment that's coming. That's why, listeners, this is why, that this is a time, this is not a time to play. This is not a time to simply go to church, punch your ticket in on Sunday morning, go back, have lunch, and then go back to your life. That's not what this time is about. This time is about being on your face before the Lord. This time is about repenting. There's a word you don't hear in church anymore, Dr. Stan. Repentance on a daily basis. This time is about seeking his face. This time is about asking him what to do, where to go, and how to do it. This is a time to begin to ask him for provision. Lord, my company closed there's problems coming to the area I live. Where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? You don't get to hear God if you don't spend time with him. This is about relationship. It is essential that believers are in an active relationship. I'm going to say that use that phrase again. An active relationship. If all we are is a Sunday-going people, then you will suffer along with the rest of humanity when bad things come upon the earth, and it's headed that way now. We need to be actively engaging the Lord, actively talking to him, actively repenting, actively seeking him. And when we do that, we will, let's be honest, there are times when we don't get exactly what we want. Sometimes, you know, the word says that the rain falls on the righteous and the wicked and the just. But at the same time, regardless of what is coming upon the world, if we are walking closely with Yeshua, if we are actively seeking his presence, he will give us peace in the middle of that storm, in the middle of that trouble. And then beyond that, you know, if we are walking with Yeshua, then we will be able to see him, and we will be able to live forever in eternity with him. But that's in the by and by, and you know, let's focus about here and now. If you want peace...
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment. Our telephone number... 877-254-7524.
877-254-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, And we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Union Colony Insurance in Greeley takes time to welcome our troops home. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage, and continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops, and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation is from Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500 for all your insurance needs from A to Z.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Daniel Holdings, his book, As the Darkness Falls. And certainly it's a fast action adventure book, but based upon very real problems that face our society today, and the prophetic items that we see in the scriptures that tell us that terrible times are coming, and they're coming to America. So basically, pick up the story. Daniel, go right ahead. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. But I would simply tell our listeners to keep your eye on what's going on in the Near East and the Middle East today. As the war in Syria increases in intensity, as, of course, the American-backed terrorists, and we finance terrorism throughout the world as we finance the terrorists right here in America. As the American-backed terrorists, of course, are closing in on Damascus, and Assad is intent upon fulfilling his promise that if we go down, we'll take the whole area down with us. And we were going to kill Assad, just like we killed Gaddafi and the others. He has nothing to lose, and he's planning on unleashing biological and chemical weapons. Iran, which backs Assad, is not only that, but I'm certain that they have nuclear weapons. I was told on this very program back in the early 1990s that Iran had nuclear weapons at that time by a high official working within the Republican Party, the scientific advisor to the Republican congressman. You're never going to hear this through regular channels. But remember, the media is controlled. And the last thing they want you to know is the terrible threat that faces our nation today. Because the last thing they want is for the American people to be prepared when the terrible things that lie ahead actually come to pass. And most Americans are simply going to be terrified by the unfolding of events, and those events, whether they're coming in a matter of weeks or months or years, I don't know, but they're coming to America. Because whenever a nation turns against God, God brings his vengeance on that nation. And our ministers will never tell us that. When was the last time you heard any minister talk about fear of the Lord and his vengeance coming on America? Go right ahead, Daniel.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, as far as your point goes, all we need to do is to look at the globalists, the elitists, the New World Order's intent. And you know, Dr. Stan, they think we're stupid. They'll tell us exactly what they intend to do, and then they'll just do it, or at least they'll try to do it. And in our own country, all we have to do is to look in a little county in Georgia, and something called the Georgia Guidestones. This is an amazing thing. About 25 or 30 years ago, a gentleman who used a pseudonym went into a quarry company, and he had these stones cut to a specific specifications. They are called the American Stonehenge, but there's 10 commandments in 8 different languages on those Georgia Guidestones. And the very first commandment is to reduce the population to 500 million in perpetual balance to nature. Now, folks, you know, if you just want to do your math, we just hit the 7 billion mark on the earth, of people on the earth, just not too long ago. If we reduce our population to 500 million, It literally means, Dr. Stan, that they want to kill, murder, destroy 6.5 billion people. I'm going to say that again. They want to kill 6.5 billion people. They think that, you know, that 500 million is a manageable number, and it will give them everything. Well, that doesn't make any sense for the average guy standing back. Why would you want to kill 6.5 billion people? Because they are demonically influenced. They are, you know, these evil people, they are working under the assumption that the voices that they're listening to will give them exactly what they said. But just like those voices lie to everybody else, they're lying to them as well. So I don't know if you've ever talked about the Georgia Guidestones, Dr. Stan, but that is a frightening, display of their intent, wouldn't you say?
Well, I have a talk. It's called Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, where we talk about the Georgia Guidestones, and of course, when you get the DVD, you'll see them. I've been there. I've talked to the people in the community. We've researched it. In fact, I was probably the first person to write about the Georgia Guidestones and the part that they announced of the plan. And the plan is basically to eliminate the vast majority of the people in the world. It's real. It's not imaginary. They know exactly what they're doing. But the last thing they want is for the American people to understand why we're going into World War III, why there are no treatments for cancer, why 100 years ago one person in 80 got cancer and today one in two men and one in three women get cancer. Why is this all happening? And why are the treatments for cancer being kept carefully locked away, and anybody who tries to come up with an effective treatment in America will end up going to prison or being driven out of this country, as they tried to send Dr. Brzezinski, who has an effective treatment for cancer. He's in Houston, Texas. They tried to send him to prison for 230 years. They spent millions of dollars trying to send this innocent man to prison because he has an effective treatment for cancer. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. It's very real. Go right ahead, Daniel.
Well, it is very real.
We've only got about a minute. You're going to have to wrap up your thoughts.
Well, you know, all of this is very real, Dr. Stan, and the fact is that things are happening very quickly on the earth. You need to walk very closely with Jesus. You need to seek his will and his direction, and he will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Again, for your listeners that would care to visit my website, it's www.danielholdings.com. Both of those books are available on there. 3 days in the Belly of the Beast, and As the Darkness Falls, and soon Dr. Stan will have As the Darkness Falls for your listeners. But I just wanted to thank you, Dr. Stan. Thank you for your confidence in the work that the Lord has given me, and thank you, audience, for listening. And I hope that you take solace out of this, that God knows exactly what is going on in the world, and he will hold you in his hand, in the palm of his hand, under the shadow of his wings if you seek him out. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless, and thank you so much again, ladies and gentlemen, the book, As Darkness Falls. Ladies and gentlemen, darkness is falling on America, as America has turned its back on God. And we'll be back in a moment to wrap up this morning's program here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I enjoyed our conversation with Daniel, but he does a great job in this book. And it's the sort of story that people will be drawn into, but it is telling a story, a very real story, about the political, ideological, and spiritual battle, which is being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And certainly Christian civilization in America is under attack today. And many times by our own leaders who are, have been placed in those positions to undermine the basic Catholic and Protestant faith. Our telephone number, if you'd like to get Daniel's book, at 1-800-544-8927. I will tell you, it's a wonderful read. And as I said, after reading the first page of the book, I was hooked. And I read it all the way through. I don't ordinarily read fiction, but this was a fascinating story because Daniel has a tremendous grasp of what's really going on and the forces that are at work, not only certainly what I call the brotherhood, but the spiritual forces behind them, which are separate. And of course, I think the members of the brotherhood are in for a great surprise. I hope it'll be later rather than sooner, but we're living in truly biblical and prophetic times. Well, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't seen my talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan, you need to get that along with the syllabus, because the syllabus will give you what they say, not what I say, but reproducing their statements. And you'll learn about the course of the Earth Charter written by, Stephen Rockefeller, son of one of the most powerful and richest people in the world, the nephew of David Rockefeller, the permanent chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, the permanent chairman of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, a permanent member of the Bilderbergers, the wealthiest man in America. And if you believe Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are the wealthiest people in America, you're incredibly naive. You believe what the media tells you. I mean, the Rockefellers have trillions of dollars. They control Chase Manhattan Bank that has $2 trillion in holding. They control Citigroup. They control two of the five largest oil companies in the world. They control dozens of corporations. And the fact that you don't know these things simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Well, certainly our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You need to get Daniel Holding's book, As the Darkness Falls, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and my DVD, Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, because it will take you, of course, into the population control movement that has already killed about or prevented the births of about 4 billion children. And, of course, they've actually slaughtered in China 400 million, in India 400 million, in Russia 400 million since the beginning of the last century. But, of course, you're never going to hear these things talked about. Yes, we've slaughtered 53 million in America. That's why we have to bring in all the immigrants. They're encouraging to come in. Why do you think that when you, for instance, call AT&T, they say, well, do you want your message in English or in Spanish? Because AT&T and most of our major corporations are tied into this brotherhood that is actively encouraging illegal immigration because they want to destroy this country. They want a multicultural, multilingual society. Are you concerned? Our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty. Our vision.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, this was He of whom I said, He who comes after Me is preferred before Me, for He was before Me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects.